Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay. Look, I'm not going to get angry, but we just see the world in different ways, I guess. I think this is an interesting topic, so I'm going to give it one more segment. Rico, I know you're into it. All these coaches clamoring for auto bids. Ryan Day did it again today. Why? And I'll tell you why. And if you disagree, I'm not here to argue with you. I want to know why you disagree. It's clear what they're angling at. They want to leave the NCAA. They want to form their own national championship. They want to kick out everybody. And it'll simply be a government cheese, National Cheese Day, version of the NFL. Are you up for that? Maybe that's the way the topic should go. Because I'm not up for that. As much as I have hated just about every decision the sport's made the last 5 years, it's still college football. A lot of it is familiar enough. It's a comfortable pair of shoes. You do that, we're done.
Yeah. I like the fact that it should allow for teams to come out there. Mike, I think the reason why your SEC and your Big Ten schools are trying to push for the automatic qualifiers, they want to fail safe in case they have a season where they lose two or three games and we still get in. Oh, we didn't have that great of a season, but because we play in these two power conferences, we'll still be allowed to play in
the playoff. And you're nailing it. But that's the point, is like there are plenty of years an SEC team doesn't play anyone. Oh, but we're in the SEC. Or look at what Indiana pulled last year. Oh, well, we're in the Big Ten. Right, but you didn't play anyone.
Right.
You dodged everyone. So, no, I don't want those fail-safes. But that's why I think beyond it, the long view is, don't you think we're on a collision course with the Big Ten and the SEC being the only conferences?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, seems like, sounds like.
Yeah, because I think it's probably going to break down to one day the SEC and the Big 12 are going to realize, man, we're on the outside looking in. Let's just go ahead and form these super conferences. And it'll end up becoming the American Football Conference versus the National Football Conference.
Doesn't it feel like ever since NIL, we've been doing this basically every summer where there's a headline that comes out, a coach says something, Greg Sankey says something, a commissioner says something, that you're like, oh, we're getting close to being NFL territory. That's exactly what this is trending.
And that's my question. I don't want that. If people do, then that's fine. I can be accepting of it. I don't have to like it. It's not for me. But I think I know what they're driving at. And again, four guaranteed teams from any conference? No. I wouldn't guarantee four from the SEC. I wouldn't guarantee four from the Big Ten. Wouldn't guarantee four anywhere. Every year you earn it on your merit.
No, and see, I actually thought that this was going to help out college football, Mike, because as much as people love and fall in love with, and I know you like to romanticize about it, when you
Thank
really
you.
Think about it,
Thank
back
you.
In the day, it was only three good weekends a year where your teams played anybody, followed by eight or nine cupcake games, and you already knew going in, oh, this team has it won. I want to see harder scheduling. I want to see that, and I want to see those teams get rewarded because you went out there, you stuck your neck out on the line, you played a tough team, so we don't have to do the hypothetical, well, if you would have played this team, well, you know what? They did. They won. They deserve to be in. I'm all for that. I thought that this was going to finally solve it because you had an opportunity to lose a game and it was going to be okay. Because that was the thing is everybody, well, we don't want to lose a game. So you make sure you schedule the worst cupcakes ever because you're free of
In theory, what you thought wasn't wrong, except they didn't listen.
It's like NIL. It had an opportunity to do something and instantly it got bastardized.
Let's go to Lance, 97.1. Lance, what's going on, pal?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, guys. I was just I agree with pretty much all your points here. The fact that, you're right, it was all TV money. But when you expand when we expanded the playoffs to this many teams, it eliminated the conference championships, meaning anything. When it used to be when you'd win that game, you'd go to the playoff, and if you lost that game, you'll go home. That'd be great. But now I can't even think of a reason why to have a conference championship game.
But hold on, Lance, I'll say this.
Go ahead.
If you go to the model of, let's just say they expanded out and go the 5 plus 11, you win your conference. That's your qualifier. You're in. It's not, well, we're already in already, so what's the point? We can just take that bye week. No, no, no. You win the conference, you get a spot at the table. Everybody else, you lose that game, and now you got to kind of sweat it out with everybody to see if you're going to make it on that selection.
Yeah, but hold on. Hold on 1 second.
Then you don't have the automatic qualifier.
Lance, I'll give you all the time you need. But hold on. Last year proved that's not true. Clemson and SMU meant nothing. Georgia and Texas meant nothing. Penn State and Oregon meant nothing.
No, no, no.
The losers all got in.
No, no, no. Mike, I'm saying it. He's saying that it will take away from it, and I'm saying you have to put a premium out. If you win it, you get a better seat. You get
But
a
does
buy.
Winning a conference – like, I'm with Lance in this regard. What does winning a conference championship even mean anymore? It's meaningless.
It is.
Right? And I can't – I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead, Lance.
I can't think of a way to make – that like, to win that game that it means anything where – so let's say you get a home game for it because you – So you win the conference championship game, you get a home game in the first round of the college playoff. That's great. So, but if you lose that game, are you really going to penalize that runner-up in the conference championship game by not having a home game? And who do they play? Like the SEC champ in the first round? It doesn't make any sense. I can't.
Well, no, but Lance, that's just it.
Make it make sense.
Lance, if you lose, if you win let's just hypothetically go with what you're saying. You get a bye, you get a home game. Why? That's your reward for winning the conference title. If you lose, you may have to go someplace that you don't want to go. You may have to go and play a cold weather team. You may have to go and play somebody else. Why? Because you lost that game. You didn't win. I'm not giving out orange slices and juice boxes for everybody.
The point is, conference championships should matter. I hate that they don't. And look, college basketball, I know we gave up on it years ago because the tournament got too big. It's exactly what's happening with college football. Mm-hmm. Remember when a Big Ten championship mattered? Hell, Michigan and Michigan State's programs were almost solely defined by it. Those Big Ten championships meant something.
I know.
Now, who cares? Hey, Kenny, Georgia, Texas, SEC title game. That ought to be hype. Cutscene. It doesn't matter. You're both in. That's the issue. Both of you and Lance are right. I just hate the idea. Now, with automatic qualifiers, I would argue to you, no conference title game has any relevancy to anything. Now, you could be right in that, well, if you lose it, you might have to, what? I don't know.
If you lose it, you don't get it. I mean, I'm trying to keep it relevant. I'm trying to make it mean something. You lose the game, you don't get to play at home. You got to go on the road, and you got to play somebody else. You win, you do get a home game, an extra game in your home stadium. So that's the perks of winning it.
Kenny, ticket text.
The auto bid will kill Michigan, Ohio State unless they play the first game of the year. 6 of the 10 years, that game will be irrelevant. I agree with that.
Well, you know what? I've been saying for years, you should
not move the game up.
You got to move the game, but you know, that's not what Bowen would
have done. No, well, they're both dead, and they were both scumbags. So here's the point. You move the game up. Everybody else's rivalry is in October or early November. Why? So the game actually matters. So if there's a rematch, there's appetite for it. It's not a shot.
Right, it's six, not a 7 weeks later.
Yes, and it's not a win for anybody. Like, oh my God, I just want what? No, I want the game to mean something. Because here's the reality. If you're both good, now not only does that game not mean anything, but the Big Ten championship doesn't mean anything. You are infecting the regular season. Ryan Day is out of his mind. But then again, that level of hair dye, it gets into your bloodstream. There's something wrong with it.
And here's the thing. In all reality, it's probably going to be rare that the Michigan-Ohio State game means nothing. It will happen, but I think for most times it will. But if you move the game, you give yourself an opportunity. Okay, 8 weeks later, you're playing again in the conference title because there will be a year where,
yes,
no matter what happens, both teams are going to play that next week in Indy. So now it basically becomes an NFL preseason game where you got the backup QBs playing.
Yeah, so nobody wants to get hurt. Game shouldn't be at noon either. That's a 3:30 kick all day. Halftime comes, the night happens, lights come on, drama. So should absolutely be 3:30.
So on June 4th, you chose violence.
It's not violence. I just want you to see that I'm not an obtuse traditionalist.
Bruh.
I pick the traditions that matter. That one doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm with you, but it gets shot down. No, it's got like,
why?
Can you imagine if both teams are top five schools?
The 3:30 kick.
3:30 kick, or you know what? You're the last game of the night and you're at 7:30. And under the lights, let's go.
That game under the lights would be sick. And this is coming from an SEC guy, and I don't really get the tradition. I'm not even sure why it exists.
Kenny, we split the okay, well, it's going to be too cold. It's still going to be cold, no matter when. Because that's at all of a sudden at noon.
Hey, you know when it's not too cold? Mid-October, when the game should be played.
Also, wow. For a conference that says, oh, these Southern teams don't want to come up, you're afraid of the cold?
No, that's one of the biggest knocks. It's noon, the sun is out. It's like, it'll be too cold if you do it at night. Like, dude, it's football.
It's mental gymnastics to back up a tradition. You have no understanding why it means something to you other than a dead guy told you it should mean something. It doesn't make any sense. And again, if Ryan Day gets his way, Michigan, Ohio State means zero. Oh, zero.
I've said it for the longest. I'm with you. I just...
Look at the Iron Bowl. Zero. Huh? All jokes about Auburn aside, there are plenty of years that game means a lot. It will mean nothing. Like, this is where they've gone too far, man. And it's starting to impact the regular season, and you know I hate that. All right, good talk. Maybe we should open up with favorite cheeses. I don't know.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.